Welcome to All Caring Conversations, your health and wellness matters. I'm your host, Tracy Dawn Brewer. I'm excited to share this conversation with you today. Our sales team has the honor of meeting so many people in our community, and you get to hear from two of the best, Michael Furcolo and Lauren Burberry. We're going to share information about the MIWA product that we offer in conjunction with the Canton Regional Chamber of Commerce. If you're a small business owner with less than 50 employees and want to provide healthcare benefits, this episode is for you. Welcome to a new episode of All Caring Conversations. I have two of our tremendous sales colleagues with me today, Michael Furcolo and Lauren Burberry. You're both new to the podcast, so welcome and thanks for joining me. I would love for you to take a moment, Michael, to share your current responsibilities and a little bit about your journey with All Care.
So currently my responsibilities are director of sales. That would be commercial sales for All Care. Pulls in some other product lines from time to time. But that would be small group, large group sales, insured and self-funded. Started with Alt Care 28 years ago. Grew up in Alliance and went to St. Thomas Aquinas High School and then Mount Union College, where I graduated with a business and economics degrees. And then started shortly after at Alt Care.
That's awesome. Well, Lauren, you're new to the sales team. Can you share a little bit about your journey being here with us?
Yes, absolutely. Hello, my name is Lauren. I'm from the Maslin area, born and raised, and I'm still currently here. I'm a proud Central Catholic grad. I also, I went to Ohio University. I have a major in, yay, go Bobcats. proud OU alum. I have a degree in management information systems. I've worked at Alt Care for 2 years and counting. Actually, now that I think about it, I think today is actually my 2 year anniversary. So, yay.
Wow, that's happy awesome. Yes.
Time flies. But it's been a great experience so far. And I appreciate so many moments and opportunities that my sales position has gotten me thus far. So,
yeah. Definitely. And that's really one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you both, because sales is such a frontline position. I mean, you are in a unique position and opportunity to work with so many of our community employers. And one of the products that we have available is the topic of our discussion today. It's called the MIWA. So, Michael, can you explain what a MIWA is to our audience?
Yeah. So a MIWA is a multiple employer welfare arrangement. In technical terms, but it's a way of providing a plan to a small business without having to go to ACA plans. So it's a medically underwritten process that is on a self-funded chassis. That's the basic premise. So the plan designs are predetermined in most cases, I think all cases, and especially with us, they are. And those would match probably the more popular plans that you see in the market are part of our suite of plan offerings.
Lauren, that chassis, I believe that Michael referred to, that's the Canton Regional Chamber of Commerce. Can you talk a little bit about that relationship between that chamber and our MIWA?
Yes, of course. So not only is the chamber essential to actually sell the MIWA plan, I want to highlight that we do share a wonderful partnership and relationship. So through our partnership, not only do we value and support one another, but I think it's important to mention that we have a similar goal in mind. We're consistently trying to praise small businesses and we want to help them flourish. You know, actually 2 years ago today, around this time, when I was applying to Alt Care, what really pulled me in was the fact that this company is so active in our local community. That's a big deal to me.
Yeah, that is really important to be such a community player and wanting to help grow all sizes of business. So you have to be a member of the Canton Regional Chamber of Commerce to apply to have the MIWA. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's break down some common misconceptions about small business insurance. And what do you both hear out in our general community and area about that need and what we offer.
I think one of the things in small group that you hear a lot is the larger the group, the better off your rates are going to be. And, you know, that's true to some extent, but it's not quite as much as you would think. So the pool itself is probably the more important part. The MIWA pool that we have is pretty large. And when a small employer applies, much of the risk is spread amongst that pool.
So let's talk about if you're an employer and you have employees that they're maybe out of state. Can you handle that?
Yeah, certainly. We add those employees to, we have a contract with Cigna to access their network, and that's worked out great. So commonly we will hear that question where employers ask, they have salespeople located out of the area, whether it's in Ohio or even outside of Ohio, what would happen with those employees? And we add them to the Cigna network, and that's everything else is seamless with AltCare, including the network. So they would have access the Cigna providers, but the members would still contact AltCare for all their claims questions and anything relative to service, customer service. They would contact our customer service number.
Great. That's great information. That's really probably a very common misconception. So thanks for sharing that information. So what does it mean when a MIWA is medically underwritten?
Being able to offer our compatible and affordable rates is because our MIWA is medically underwritten, which simply means that the enrollee would fill out a medical questionnaire.
So what is considered a community rated plan when someone hears that as an option versus a MIWA?
So a community rated plan is they're predetermined rates based on the pool. An ACA plan is somewhat set up that way where it goes off the demographics of the group. So that would be the census information, demographics being the gender, the age, a few other factors that are determined. And that's by company, they're slightly different, but much the same. And then the rate schedules are filed with the state of Ohio based on those factors.
So let's talk about the basic criteria other than being a member of the Canton Regional Chamber of Commerce that you would be required to fall under to get a MIWA plan.
In very simple layman's terms, in order to qualify for a MIWA, one must own a business with under 50 employees in our core county market.
Okay. And what are those core counties?
So we have Starr County, Holmes, Summit, Carroll County, Tuscarawas County.
I think you got them all. Starr, Carroll, Holmes, Wayne, Tuscarawas.
Sometimes it's hard to remember because we have different product lines within AltCare and they fall within different communities and counties. So it's just always nice to review like what that is for what product we're talking about.
Just to add to that, you know, Lauren deals with not just that, but the plan requires a certain amount of participation. So it's common that we would get questions relative to what would I need to do as an employer to offer a plan. The broker that's involved usually handles those questions and that level of detail with the employer. So the independent agents that are in the market that we work with commonly handle all those questions with the employer, but they can certainly call us and get those answers as well. So that would include participation requirements. So there needs to be a certain amount of people on the plan. There's a requirement by the state to pay a certain amount of the premium for the coverage that's being offered.
So when you're talking about those qualifications, who wouldn't qualify as a small business owner to have MIWA coverage? Because what if you're a single, you know, there's only like you and your spouse are a business owner? Like, what are those stipulations?
So a single business owner cannot qualify for a MIWA plan. They must have at least one, what we call common law employee enrolled in coverage with them.
Meaning they're not related. Is that any other stipulations that wouldn't allow someone to sign up?
Yeah, I would say probably So there's some rules related to being a seasonal employee and a part-time employee. So
good to know.
Part-time employees would not be eligible. And then how does the employer define that based on our guidelines? We just need to make sure that those line up.
Are there multiple plans within MEWA?
Yeah. So at this time, we do offer 16 plan options. So that's so much variety. So in my opinion, guaranteed to have a plan that would fit any group's needs.
Today's episode is supported by Alt Value. Integrating convenience, service, and trust, Alt Value creates a unique healthcare experience based in wellness. Visit altcare.com/altvalue to learn more.
Are there any ancillary benefits offered with a MEWA plan, or are they like built in or a la carte? How does that fall within the product?
Yeah, great question. So we do have a vision benefit included with the MEWA plan. So that is built into the rates for your vision visit. We do have a dental option as well, but that's kind of like how you said, Tracy, a la carte. So add on to your medical.
So as we were talking about ancillary benefits, beyond that, we also have a lot of partnerships, what we call like Alt Value. Can you explain what other things that you can bring to the table for an employer so they can have just a one-stop shop?
Yeah, certainly. The first one that comes to mind is the telemedicine that is included in the MEWA product. So that's available. And outside of that, you know, employers have the challenges of work-related injuries. And AltWorks is occupational medicine program that primarily resides in Stark County. And that's available to employers that we can have employers connected with that service along with workers' comp. So there's an MCO to manage their workers' comp claims. New employers are offered an MCO. They pay for it with their workers' comp premium to the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation. If they don't select an MCO, one's assigned to them. So at open enrollment, we can sign them up. When a new employer starts, they can select their MCO. So if they want to contact us, we can get them signed up with that as well. If they have unique challenges to them as an employer related to healthcare, wellness programs, those are also things that we can build specific to their needs. So we really want to understand better what they're trying to accomplish. And then with the help of the clinical systems at the hospital and our wellness programs, we can do some pretty unique things.
So what if somebody wants an HSA, health savings account type of plan? Is that an option within MEWA?
Yes, we have HSA compatible plans, and we can also implement an HRA as well.
And HRA stands for?
Health Reimbursement Account.
Yeah, we have so many acronyms in the insurance world. I always like to clarify what these are.
Yeah, you know, Tracy, we just touched a little bit on HSAs, and we do have HSA compatible plans. I think that, you know, when we talk to employers, they ask us often about HSA plans in more detail because they don't quite understand how they work and what the real benefit is. So I would say any employer interested in learning more about an HSA, we can help them out with that. Again, they can talk to their independent broker who's familiar with it. But what a great benefit if it's a good fit for that employer. That can be determined through a good detailed conversation. But that's where an employer would be able to set aside money pre-tax from their paycheck into a savings account. That savings account is designated for qualified medical expenses. So that money can be held in that account and grow tax-free. And then when it's withdrawn and spent, that's tax-free also. So,
And those roll over every year.
Rolls over. Yeah, that account is the savings account that's in the employee's name, not the employer's. We work with Health Equity, who's an HSA bank. We've partnered with them. We've interfaced our claim system with their bank. So when you log into their bank, log into your account with that bank, You'll actually see the transaction of dollars similar to an EOB where you can pay your provider directly from that bank account. Pretty good benefit. Makes it a little bit cleaner process related to the requirements of keeping records for your HSA if you ever get audited.
And so as a member, when you're part of the MEWA, that means you're also an AltCare member. And to manage your membership with AltCare, you can just use our portal. That's correct, right?
Yes. Yep. You can log in from the portal and it'll link you to that bank account.
So when someone has the MEWA plan, this employer offers this, how do you pay the premiums for MEWA?
So it's similar to the rates that are provided are what we call premium equivalent rates because it is self-funded. So to avoid any confusion, it looks four-tier rates look the same as insured premium rates. Okay. So there's a single rate, an employee and spouse rate, employee dependent rate, and a family rate provided to the employer. Inside of those rates, we also have, like Lauren said, a vision benefit built in through VSP, Vision Service Plan. And we can add dental to that too. A lot of times employers like to do that. So they ask us for the dental quote. A lot of times that is provided for employee retention. So they want to add the best benefits they can, especially if they're not always... they want to make sure that they're competitive with their market.
Those employers, they do charge their employees for coverage, just like a traditional insurance or large group would, and that would come out of your paycheck to cover your coverage.
Yeah, and the requirement to that for the employer is 50% of the single coverage that's offered, the single premium coverage that's offered.
That's the minimum the employer has to pay.
Yep, they can pay more. Oftentimes, employers do pay more.
Nice.
But the state minimum is that 50% of the single premium for anybody electing coverage.
How long have we had our MEWA plans?
That's, I want to say it's 2015.
So how has the response been since launching our MEWA product in the community?
I think we've had a great response thus far throughout the community. And I believe the data proves the success of this health plan. And I personally envision continued success as we try to spread awareness throughout the community.
So are there governmental rules that the MEWA needs to adhere to?
Yeah, so the rules are very similar. They pretty much mirror what the old fully insured rates would look like. So even in the sense of how you apply for them, that medical underwriting that we had talked about. That's the way fully insured plans used to operate prior to the ACA coming into play. So it looks very similar to that. Everything that's filed with the state is on the same sort of rules and guidelines of a fully insured plan.
When you're on a MEWA plan, what network do you fall under? So if somebody is coming to our website and they'd like to look through a provider directory, like what is that network that they would be on?
Yeah, MEWA plans are a part of AltCare's PPO network.
So let's talk about the process of signing up for a MEWA. What does that look like for someone?
Yeah, so the process of signing up is relatively painless. In the initial phases, we require documentation such as a census to get started for a subscriber quote. But I just wanted to mention, I'm always here to help enroll. And there's so many trusted agents and brokers out there that can help employers along the way as well. So many great resources. If anyone wants to sign up, just remember to call Lauren.
Lauren, I know you're pretty active with the chamber and do a lot of things in the community. So that's a great relationship to have for communication, to find out, you know, who are these new people coming in or established businesses that have never decided, you know, been with the chamber or maybe left and then came back. So just a lot of opportunities to get in front of someone to talk about what we can do.
Yeah, it's probably one of the unique benefits of the job to be able to live in the community and then see what people do to make their living, see what widgets they make or services they provide for our community, and a pretty good experience.
Yeah, I think we're really unique in Stark County. I mean, we have rural areas and a lot of farming, but then we have, you know, manufacturing and great industry, and we're at a great location to larger cities. And, you know, I've been here over 2 decades and I absolutely love it. Appreciate all that you're doing to try to help the employers and their members and their colleagues, you know, have great healthcare coverage. So Michael and Lauren, you really offer a unique opportunity too for employers. If they would like to have like a hands-on experience and see the facilities at Altman, you can offer that, right?
Yeah, we've done it in the past. While we're working with employers and understanding their challenges and needs, we've asked them if they're interested in seeing the facility, and we've done numerous tours. Actually, was surprised to see how many CEOs and presidents of the companies locally wanted to walk through the facility and understand better what we do and what level of service we provide. Being a tertiary care hospital in the community is a big deal. It's a big deal for Stark County and the Northeast Ohio. So, it's been good. Along with putting, you know, even a facility on site for an employer, or having a nurse on site for some of their work related injuries or care has been more popular discussion. So, yeah, we can do that.
Well, I'm really glad that we had this conversation. It's a wonderful option for small businesses. And I know you're both available to speak with an employer if someone's interested. We also have altcare.com/MEWA, M-E-W-A, which has plan breakdowns and more information available. Thank you both for your time today, all this great information. And I really hope our small business community takes advantage of the opportunities to help their colleagues gain healthcare coverage. So thank you so much again for joining me.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yeah, you bet, Tracy. Thanks for having us.